Hello beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of Two Girls One Doc.
One Doc.
It's your girl BD.
It is Forens the foodie.
And we are back with the credits.
We are back with an ode to Beyonce.
To Beyonce, Cowboy Carter herself.
That horse lady.
Do you know what I really want to know? Yeah, and we'll get there. Who wrote those lyrics? Look at that horse, look at that horse, look at that horse, look at that horse. Who wrote that? Because I want to know it, and I want to give them their flowers.
It was probably Beyonce herself. Their horses.
So yeah, today's episode, we're just going to go through Cowboy Carter. We're just going to discuss our thoughts, our feelings. I'm just so happy that I can do this with you because I feel like we've come such a long way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably not like as you are, but
yeah, you're here.
I'm
you're
here.
More than you were last time.
Of course, yes, 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 yes.
And here we are. So track number one, American Requiem, right? I like this song. To be honest, I like all of them, just as an overall, yeah. What surprised me about me and this album is that a lot of the songs that I was like instantly attracted to were like the ballads or like the slow ones or like the country sounding ones. Like all that, there's ones that I'm like, yeah, obviously, like I like, but there's certain songs I'm like, wow, like you really have me in a chokehold, and I didn't expect it to be them.
Yeah. So do you know what? Okay, my whole thing with this album is I like it as a body of work, but there are songs here that I would only listen to if I was listening to the album. Yeah, I wouldn't pick them out. Like if they came on shuffle, I would skip.
That's what's surprising me, because there's songs where I'm like, bruh, like, let me just repeat that real quick.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That ordinarily I didn't think that. Like it just shows to me like, wow, okay, so maybe like the music is more of a, like you're not as tied to the sounds that you think you were tied to, whereas now it's like, okay, shit, like you actually like this stuff, which to be honest I have always kind of been like that, but it's nice when it's coming from an artist that you like you have to go and find other artists
for different
genres, it's just all the same person.
Yeah, so I think we should say what our favorite tracks are.
So this is what I was gonna do, but I don't know. I mean, go, okay, you go, and then I'll just drop
it. So just looking through, I'll just tell you the tracks that I would listen to if I wasn't skipping. I'm kind of
Levi's Jeans.
No, okay, well, okay. I'm kind of over Texas Hold'em for now. Like it's like an overseas
party.
I've had my fill. Yeah, it was great, cool, whatever. So
and it came out when we were in Mexico and we're no longer there. So I'm kind of like, okay. It's reminding me of better times, and it's kind of triggering me.
Exactly. So I like Bodyguard. I like Jolene. I like Smoke Hour.
Do you know what I like about Smoke Hour? When he's like, you know my name, no need to know yours.
Yeah, he's like, hey, bitch, shut the fuck up.
And so what was so funny as well is that because I've been rewatching Monk, I'm like, oh, there was a Monk episode where Willie Nelson was framed. Like,
oh, yeah.
And I was watching that as the album came out, and I was like, oh, shit, Willie Nelson,
oh my
why
God,
are you popping
it's
up
you?
Everywhere? Like,
why literally,
and then there was another episode in the later season where they mentioned Willie Nelson, and I was like, wow, Willie, like, you were really busy, booked and
he's
busy.
Been about.
Sorry, back to Willie Nelson. Yeah, did you see that TikTok of this girl? And she basically, her parents have been together, I think, for like 63 years or something. And I think her mom was just diagnosed with cancer. So she was like to her dad, oh, she's been wearing wigs. You've been trying on different wigs.
Oh, yeah.
He was like,
you have to be supportive.
Like Willie Nelson.
Yeah, I saw that.
I was like, Willie Nelson, he's everywhere.
He's everywhere. He's every man. It's all in him.
It's all in him.
Okay, let me start from the beginning. Okay,
this is what I'm saying.
Let me start because now you lost
sorry,
me.
Sorry, Bodyguard, you said.
So Bodyguard, Jolene. I was going to say Just for Fun, but again, I think it would be something I would listen to in context of the album.
Don't you think it sounds gospel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same with Most Wanted. Levi Jeans. I like Flamenco. Yeah, I would listen to it in context of the album.
You like it in the context of the album, yeah.
Yeah. Desert Eagle, Riverdance.
And you love Desert Eagle, you dirty slut.
Hands to Heaven, of course. Tyrant, and Sweet Honey Bucking.
What's your favourite of the Sweet, the Honey, and the Bucking?
Bucking.
Do you know, it's so funny because when I listen to Sweet, I'm like, oh, I love this shit. Then I get to Honey and I'm like, oh my God, amazing. Then I get to Bucking and I'm like, this is where
this
we
is
live.
Where, yeah, this
like,
is
it's
literally
the perfect
it.
Progression.
There's a dance for Bucking now. Oh, and Amen is like, I think if I'm in my feels, I would listen to Amen. But there's a dance for Bucking, and I'm just like,
wait, which one? Because I've seen one and I was like,
is it the one where it's like Bucking? Like, look at that horse.
There's like a black guy doing it, and then there's one with the two white guys doing it.
Oh, I don't know about the two white guys, but the I posted it on my story. The one that that's on my story now, Instagram story,
what, currently?
Is yeah, is the one that this black girl did, and she's a bit like she's
okay.
A bit
this is the one
thick.
I'm talking about.
Yes, yeah, no. The one I posted is a black guy doing it,
mm-hmm.
But the originator is but a black
girl.
Is he
like girl. Outside and he wearing like a white top?
I think so.
And
yeah.
Is that kind of because I didn't know who originated.
Does he have dreads?
No, he's like has no hair.
Okay, it's not the same.
See,
guy.
Okay, cool. Okay, because when I saw, I was like, oh, okay, it's cool or whatever, because like this guy can dance, but it just wasn't. You know?
No, this one she's and apparently okay, like the originator of this dance. I'll send you the original on TikTok.
Yes,
the originator of the dance, like apparently she's really doing the Bucking. Like that's what
yeah,
it actually
it goes,
is. Yeah. And I hope to see her on that stage. Anyways, mm-hmm. Like I really, really have only learnt the Drea Kelly dance. Like I just finished learning that one.
Yeah, that one will be performed.
So I'm not ready for I just finished learning.
The Drea Kelly one is like bants cute. Do you know what I mean? But that Bucking is like I feel like
I would just step off. I'll step out of the dance reel. Like I'll give the people that can do it.
I'm not trying to appropriate their culture. Do you know what I mean? You Southern girls, come and step to the front.
I mean, but in England, where we would be at the concert, there wouldn't really be Southern girls.
Then we should all just stand still.
And also, are you trying to appropriate Drea Kelly's culture?
Absolutely, I am.
Doing her dance? Her culture is scary, evil Auntie Viv. In that specific episode.
And the thing is, it's just, I don't know, in her eyes, it's like that she's possessed.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Yeah,
it's something weird. So uneasy about it.
Someone's... When I posted the dance, someone commented and was like, they need to lock her up as well.
Like, yeah, they do. She's done what she needs to for society. We'll have this dance forever.
Yeah, no. I think I said river dance, didn't I? Yeah.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Yeah. Those are my faves. Like I said, like I listened to the album in its entirety today throughout work, and I did the transition into Renaissance, and it even just further annoys me
it
more
makes
that
it, I know,
Renaissance
I know.
Is
I was
first.
Thinking about
I
you
get
when
it.
I listened to it.
I get it, Beyonce, but
the thing is...
I feel like she could have just... She's Beyonce. She could have released Renaissance, called it Act 2 as her first one and done Act 1 as Cowboy Carter. Nobody would have said anything.
Yeah. But then also, I guess it's like, okay, Act 2 comes before Act 1. That's just the way it goes. I'm sorry. Act 2 comes before Act 1. That's just how it goes. Because even in the playlist, it is Cowboy Carter first and then it's...
Yeah, and then because that's how it flows.
So I think we've all just accepted that, yeah, this is the order of things.
And Renaissance...
it flows so well into it. Even, like, the concept of the album, like, listen, you guys tried to not let me into this space. I'm in this space. I'm doing what the fuck I want with it because I'm that girl. And then it's, like, Renaissance. Do you know what I mean? It's like...
And do you know what? Even the aesthetic here, because I'm not going to lie, I kept thinking, where's all this horse shit coming from in Renaissance? Like,
oh,
she was
on
a horse... Yeah, horse, cowboy hat, this and that. So I was kind of like, where is it? Why are you doing space cowboy? Like, it didn't make any sense. Like, it's not really ballroom couture.
It was just the silver of it that was... like dance
that,
and stuff.
Exactly. So I was kind of like, where's this coming from? Whereas with Cowboy Carter, it would have made sense. Like, you would have listened to Cowboy Carter and understood the aesthetic for Renaissance. And then it's like, again, like Cowboy Carter then going into rock, I don't know how that's gonna...
Whereas with Renaissance, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, someone said that for the rock album cover, it will probably be a motorbike. Because they were like how motorbikes are something of the horse of the something of the something. Like it's the same vibe. It represents the same thing, but it's more like rock. Either way, I want it to be rock so bad. And I want Willow Smith on that album so badly. Like I think that would just be...
It will be rock. I think it'll be rock.
It should be. Yeah. Okay, so my favourites. Basically all of them. So I really like American Requiem. I think it's a great start to the album. And I love the fact that like it goes nothing really ends. For things to stay the same, they have to change again. I'm like, this is so fucking true. Like when people talk about like racism and stuff, yeah, it's like it's not racism isn't what it was before, yeah.
Yeah.
But like it's still racism.
Yeah.
And so it's changed, but like it's still very much around kind of thing. So that's that one. And then I really like Protector. I feel like that is a very like raw, like, if I was in my feels, like if you catch me on the wrong week, I might cry to that song. Yeah. And then someone was telling me, I think it was Vicky, that My Rose initially was called Sir, like on the CD version is called Sir, which makes so much sense.
I've heard that.
Makes so much sense because you have Protector with Rumi and then the next song after is about or with or whatever to do with Sir, which is like very cute, twins and vibes. Still love Texas Hold'em, Bodyguard, I love, Jolene, I love. Like, I think people, we spoke about this briefly last time, people try and say, oh, she's not begging, blah, blah, blah. It's vibe. I like the choir at the end as well. I think that's amazing. I love a choir. I love Daughter, like, so much.
I like the beginning of Daughter.
I like the Bodyguard, Jolene, Daughter run, because it's like, I love you, I love you, I love you, leave my man alone, oh, now you're dead, and so is he, kind of thing. I just love it. Even her, like, versatility with her vocals and stuff, I'm just like, it's not, it doesn't make sense, yeah, that you can do this with your voice. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, why? Only you.
Only you. Only you. One person, yeah.
Okay. I like Spaghetti. Is funny to me. I've accepted Spaghetti and I vibe with it, but it's not like I listen to it and I go, oh yeah, what a great.
I appreciate Shaboozy on it.
I really like him. Like, I'm actually going really to listen
like
to his music.
I really like him.
And he got two songs. Two.
Literally.
Come on, Shabu.
I really like him on it, but Beyonce rapping is not my fave.
Yes, the beginning part. That's like okay. I'll still vibe, but like, you know, if we're being serious. Alligator Tears is cool as well. I love Just for Fun, and do you know what? You know the bit before where it's like, oh, sometimes Willie Nelson's like, sometimes, you know, you just need someone that you trust to put you onto some good shit. Yeah, some good shit. Like, I appreciate that, but also I'm like, Beyonce, like, you don't have to prove yourself to anyone. But then it's the fact that she feels like, well, you, like, she's a petty bitch, yeah. It's like, you lot did this to me and made me feel so unwelcome. And I'm going to show you. And not only am I going to show you, your Don Dada, your top dog is telling you, listen
that
to me.
Yeah.
Like, be for real kind of thing. But I do like, Just for Fun, Willie Jones. I think his voice is amazing.
Yes, he has a very good voice.
It's so rich. It's like dark chocolate.
Yeah,
or like a good red wine.
I very much enjoyed it. I'd never listened to him before, but I very much enjoyed it.
Yeah, same. And when I first saw the Willie, I was like, Willie Nelson sounds different on this. Like, what the heck?
That's you?
Literally. I like Two Most Wanted, like you said. I think it's a great song. Levi's Jeans is cool. Oh, someone responded. I think her name is Simi. Hey, girl. To our, like, thing on Spotify. And she said that Post Malone grew up in Texas.
Oh, okay. Because I was literally like, it doesn't make sense that he's on this album. Yeah. At first, I was like, what's this dirty guy doing here? And then I listened to Levi. And I was like, you know when you put your hair behind your ear, I was like, oh, I didn't know you had it like that, Posty. I was like,
okay.
So
yeah, so I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. I mean, it still doesn't make sense to me, because okay, he grew up in Texas, but where did they meet? What's the common denominator? What are the 6 degrees of separation?
They probably didn't meet. She's just trying to have some country folk on it, and
how did they cross paths?
Beyonce is a collector of,
but why him?
Maybe she thought he would sound good on it, and she was right. Like, his voice on that song was absolutely perfect.
Yeah, it made sense. But do you know what? If someone told me that, like, he wasn't really a singer and they kind of gave him lessons to sing, I would believe them.
I get it, but the aesthetic for the voice works.
What do you mean aesthetic for the voice? The tone of his voice?
Yeah, like, it works for the song. So whilst his vocals were not, like...
No, I'm not saying his vocals were even bad, but I'm saying, like, you know sometimes when, like, J. Cole sings, it's like, if he had enough training... He could carry a definite tune. Like, oh, okay, J. Cole's like you. That's the vibe that I get from Post Malone.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But Post Malone is apparently a singer. So I'm like, oh, shit, like, maybe
he's actually
wrong.
A singer?
I don't know. Sorry, Posty. I don't know about this man.
I don't know. There's this weird thing that a lot of new artists do that I don't know if it's singing or if it's rapping or if it's somewhere
in
between.
Yeah, it's like talk singing, sing rapping.
When I think of, like, White Iverson, I think he was singing, but he wasn't. So, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean.
But Levi's Jeans, ooh, ciao.
Yeah, that's a great vibey song. I love when she's like, baby, let me run it, snake with my venom.
Denim.
Wow. I love flamenco. I love flamenco so much. Yeah, obviously. Love.
It's so weird. Sorry, back to Levi's Jeans. When I listen to it, I can actually imagine the two of them having sex.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm not explaining this. I'm not physically.
You have to explain it. Okay. No one under the sound of our voices understands.
Okay. So let me explain. Okay. It's not like I physically sit there and imagine Beyonce and Post Malone naked. It's more like I can imagine the sexual
nature.
Their
voices intertwined.
Yeah. Like, I can imagine that the sexual nature charged energy between the two of them. Like, it's not like I physically think, oh my gosh, his cock is out, like, she's nude. It's more just like, I don't know how to explain it, but
I understand what you're saying.
It's like their voices are having sex with each other. I know this is a very this song is not a deep song, but it does something to me.
It's because he does stuff like "Pretty Little Thing."
It's why he sings like that. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can imagine the two of you like, yeah.
I mean, I
apparently he smells very nice despite looking dirty. So
okay, well, smelling good is always good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, smelling good is always good. Yeah, I love Yaya so much.
Oh,
I think that song, I'm sorry,
it's so miss, like, I like the vibe of it, but I listen to it and I'm like, why is it on this album?
No, because it makes sense.
It's giving
60s. Linda Martell literally tells us, she's like, babe, yeah, this one is a mix of genres, okay?
Yeah, she, but this album is one genre, so
no, this album is not one genre. This album is literally a cataclysm of sounds,
but it's primarily country. There's a countryness to everything.
Not a country album, it's a Beyonce album, and Beyonce's country. So
okay, sorry,
I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, it's so, like, I'm sorry, like, there's just so many, like, bits to the songs. I'm just like, you can never get bored. It's like, I feel like I'm listening to like three songs at once.
I mean, I get it, but I love still it.
And even like the little Beastie Boy sample, she's like, he's giving me good vibe. I'm just like, oh my God, like, I did not expect
this. Yeah, I mean, I like that. But
it makes a lot of sense. Mm. I love it. It's great. I like Desert Eagle. Do you know what? The Desert Eagle into Riverdance, into Two Hands to Heaven, I'm just like, into Tyrant, into Sweet Honey Bucket, and there we go again. Do you know what I mean?
Literally, literally, before you know, you're back at the beginning. Yeah. I was listening today at work and I got to Amen and I was back at the, I didn't even know how I got back to, because it all, it's like a loop.
Amen and American Requiem, it, like, I feel like, so you listen to American Requiem, yeah, and then you hear Amen and I'm like, oh my God, it sounds like she sampled herself. Obviously, yeah, she did it, like, it's the same, like, do you know what I mean, vibe, but it's just, I just, it's just great. I just love it. And I get what you mean about Amen, like, if you're in your feels, like, that's,
yeah, you're,
you
gonna
just
feel,
play it real loud, go into shower and cry.
But I prefer the second half of Two Hands to Heaven than the
first. Yeah, I feel like you would, but don't you think that's very catered to you?
What, the whole song or the
second
half?
No, that second half.
Of course it is.
It's very catered to you.
It's very catered to you, but
that's the moment, my man.
Your love went through me like lava. Oh God.
I love Tyrant.
Yeah, I love Tyrant. But that, do you know what?
So, I like the one by one. I'm with the nose.
You hang on her.
Wait, let me try to do my nose.
Okay.
Can you hear it?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear it. Yeah. Did you get your nose done?
I did it myself.
Okay, girl. Look at you. But apparently Tyrant is about a sundown town. And since I've heard that, I can't unhear it. And it's like, why would you have
Tyrant
us?
Is that the hangman? Yeah. Answer me now. Did she post something about it being a bottle of alcohol? An empty bottle of alcohol?
She hangman, said that.
Like a beer or something.
She said that.
You know Vicky is Hive Queen. So there's like a, she posted like a picture. It's like an empty bottle, like an empty beer bottle. And the label on it is Hangman.
Oh, I did not know. What I've heard is it's about a sundown town. And it's like, now I can't unhear it. And I feel bad for like shaking ass.
Well, that beat suggests you shake ass. So shake ass. Don't feel bad.
I mean, I say all this to say Beyonce needs to release those tickets. Aesthetically, no, mentally, I am there.
Now.
I know my outfit.
I want to understand that, but you still know be your outfit when she releases it in a year, when we've had time to recruit.
In a year? A year?
No,
I'll be over the album.
Beyonce, if you're listening, beloved, not now. Not right now.
I'll be over the album. I'll be over, like, even Usher, I'm just like, you know what, when he released the ticket, I did a lot of revision on that album. I don't know why. And I was just like, I've got a year of this. Now I'm just like, I can't listen to it anymore. Like, Beyonce has, because if she releases them a bit later, I might be on to the next one.
Well, I know that I'll be there.
How quickly after Rennie did she release the tickets?
So Renaissance came out, it was 29th of July, I think it was 2022. Mm. And then we went to the concert in May 2023.
Oh, so it's about a year.
She must have released it. No, she must have released it. I think she released it. It was beginning of last year. It must have been.
Mm.
It must have been.
I do suspect, though, this trilogy will be it for a while.
Yeah, it should be. She needs to rest. The fuck? Rest. Like, people have worked before, they've never worked like this.
Those who have worked have never worked.
No,
I think this will be fine.
If you, the thing is, yeah, okay, Beyonce gives us this last album, yeah, if she gives us nothing else, like, it's actually enough. Like,
yeah,
I saw a thing she has performed with what's his name, Prince, Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, Diana Ross. Like, there's just, what is there left to do? She opened for herself in Renaissance. There's nothing left.
Alexandra Burke,
she's got nothing. Alexandra Burt. All the legends. The pinnacle. There's nothing left. There's nothing left. All the legends.
Oh, God.
There's nothing left, man. There's nothing left.
Yeah, there's nothing left.
Babe, if she does nothing else, she's done enough. She's done
because
done
honestly,
enough.
I don't want to go and watch another movie about you talking about how you had to drain the liquid from your knee and you just had surgery and Mama T was not sure if you're going to make... Please, rest. It's actually enough.
Rest, my beloved, rest. Maybe rest. Start training these girls, these new ones.
Ain't nobody can do it like this.
Because, and do you know what? People keep saying it on Twitter, but I'm just so happy that, like, this is my Michael Jackson in terms of me growing up, me getting tickets, me going to see shows. Like, I got to witness this. I remember when Check On It came out. Like, I remember Destiny's Child. Like, all these things are within my memory.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can't believe that we're here. We're witnessing this in real life. Like, this is a talent. It's just like, our generation. Been, it's wild.
God did something for me getting those Renaissance tickets because I would have been, like, so sore if I didn't.
Yeah.
Like that like the heated is the soundtrack, like imagine, when imagine core missing. Memory like in my head of that where I was
I'm telling
when
you,
I was like
that this is what I'm saying. Even when Renaissance came out, I remember I was driving back home from Birmingham, so I had like bare time to just bang that album, and I remember thinking, oh my god,
yeah,
what a wow, like my life has changed.
Yeah,
but yeah, this album, like, I am loving it. It's great to listen to into what do you call it, Renaissance. I will put the link to the playlist that I found. I'll put it in our show notes so that you too can experience such but yeah, no, I yeah, it's great.
It's great.
It's a great time.
Musically, Beyonce can do no wrong there. Yes, I said it
exactly.
She can do no wrong. And you know, I've reached a point of being a fan where it's like whatever she puts out, I'm gonna listen to it. Like at first I was like, oh my gosh, I really don't really think I like this Cowboy Carter, but then I listened to it in my car, which is always the key, and I was like, oh,
that's
okay, yeah. Then
this
I like
what I'm
it
saying. I feel like this album is for people who love music, like if you love music, like I'm sorry, like you love music, so you're gonna appreciate the
you're
music.
Gonna appreciate, yeah,
you're gonna appreciate it because
and
like
that's
music.
The thing, every single song on here I like. There yeah. are some songs that only make sense to me
appreciate.
In the body of work,
yeah,
for various reasons, but and there are some songs I'd listen to standalone, but like the whole body of work, like I was listening to her album back to back the whole day, like yeah. I love the
I
album
stopped since I've only stopped to listen to maybe a podcast here or there, but like I yeah. just press play, and then whenever I get out the car I pause it, then when I get back in the car I press play again. If I'm yeah. at the gym, I press play. Like it's like I just, and then also with, in regards to Blackbird, yeah, like the fact that like Tana Adele and like Britney Spencer, Terry Kennedy, Raina Roberts, like I remember that tweet of Tana Adele being like, oh, like, you know, hey, I'm a black country girl, and everyone was like, babe sis, like relax, the album's
yeah.
done, the album's done. Now look at her on the, this, and this is a great time to chime in, guys, follow us, share all that
share,
stuff, like,
change
I
our destiny.
To beg, I can't lie, like this, when I say yeah, that like when people were just like just getting onto her, like, oh, you dumb, like the album's done, Beyonce's not coming for you, blah blah blah, she put herself out there in this life. Regardless of like what you're doing, you need to put yourself out there.
You
that's the only
to.
Way that things are going to change, do you know what I mean?
It is the only way. And we say this to say, share with your friends. One of you has to have a friend that is
in
some sort
place.
Of high place and you're like that likes documentaries and black women and is like with London accents, because this could be in America, who knows.
Yeah. I could do a Manny.
Literally
want.
Just share our podcast, talk about it with your friends, post it. We're trying to do this shit for real. I feel like we haven't said this enough to you guys. I feel like sometimes people think we just jump
yeah,
on
the
mic.
Yeah, maybe you guys think that we just do this for bands. Like we
yeah.
actually love this. This makes my
we
day better.
We love it. We want to do this and we want it. We have so much content in our brain and things we want to do
yeah,
and we're still working for the white man and we're trying to you know, we're trying to not. So please help us free
help
us okay?
Help us help you. Free,
okay.
They were free me.
Literally, like, I'm tired of wading in the water. Like, free me.
Wade in the water. Okay, so you know Riverdance, yeah?
Mm.
So the more I listen to it, the more I think she's saying pounce, and then she says bounce on the last one. Okay, maybe I'm insane, but listen to it. So you know how she goes, like, pounce on the shit dance? In that beginning bit, it sounds like she's saying pounce, because then she's like, bounce on the shit, no hands. And I'm like, pounce doesn't make sense, but it's music. It doesn't have to make sense.
I mean,
listen
I'll look
to
at
it
the
and then
lyrics.
Let me know if you hear the difference, or maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm insane.
Do you know what Bodyguard makes me feel like doing? It makes me feel like going out in the rain in like one of those like summer dresses and just dancing,
like turning around in circles,
like a white girl. Like it's just so like it. it gives, like, if you've ever watched an American advert where they're talking, they're reading out like a medical advert, yeah, they always do this thing with these adverts where they show someone living a great life, then they start listing out all the like symptoms.
You may die, you may die, you may die.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And in the background, the person's just dancing, living life. Meanwhile, they're saying, you could die from cardiac arrest. Blah, blah, blah. That's what I feel like. I feel like I'm in that advert when I listen to Bodyguard.
I feel like I'm in a car, top down. I have one of them scarves, like, on my neck. And I'm just, like, driving. It's like...
I'm sorry, Beyonce, sister. I love you so much. But if you are not fucking Julius, what are you doing, girl? Like, you need to tap that up. Like... Do you think?
She's not going to tell us. Do you know what? Part of no, me but do you that, think? Like, she really, really loves that man, as in Jay-Z.
Oh, okay.
And so I don't know. Like, she seems like a lover girl. So but I don't know if
Julius
she would.
Julius is so fine. There was one video of them from back in the day where he was facing the wall and they were in an elevator. And I was like, this is intimate, close quarters.
But then Julius seems like he, and I don't know if Julius is like married or with anyone.
Nobody
Julius,
knows anything about his life.
Julius, we don't need to know. Julius seems like the kind of person that'd be like, oh no, Miss Beyonce, like, you know, I respect you.
And he seems like he's given his life up to her. Like, he doesn't have any other life. He doesn't have. He doesn't even capitalize off of the fame. Like,
there's only room for one star. Don't you remember in the Renaissance tour when people were shouting Julius and Beyonce looked down like? Don't you remember that video?
That's when I was like, Beyonce, you come on, let this man have a little bit of sun. No, do you think he's going to be this fine?
One star, this bright.
That's why she said, "Move, Julius." Oh my God. Beyonce, tap that.
Yeah,
I mean, for sure those kids are Jay-Z's. There's no doubt about that. So 100%. You can put that to bed. But I think she should be tapping that on the Lolo. Well, that was it from us.
Yeah. Let us know your thoughts. We're really appreciating you guys responding to our Spotify questions and stuff. It's great. I love them.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts. Let us know your favorite tracks. Let us know how Bodyguard makes you feel. Exactly. There's this TikTok of that girl. You know the funny girl that did the She Ain't No Diva.
Yeah, I love her.
She
so
did
much.
The visual to every, and it was so.
But you know the one for
apt.
Daughter, yeah? I was like, oh my God, this is so correct. She had like her black scarf on.
literally. She's so funny. Like, it was so apt.
Is she Somali? Because Somali girls are so funny.
They are so funny. There's another Somali girl that's funny. So funny as well. I don't remember her app, but there's somebody needs to write a thesis on why they're so funny.
We need to investigate.
She is so funny.
They are funny and they're fine.
She did one if when you're running for Mexican president and you learn Spanish.
With her Duolingo. I was like, this is me. Oh, this is God. Me. With my 500 day streak. This is me.
Oh my God. She's too funny. But yeah.
Yeah, let's go. I'm tired.
Yeah, me too.
I need to recover from my day. Also, sorry guys, if the quality of audio is bad, my setup today is wild. So just please, I beg, bear with. Well, you're here now anyway, so you did bear. So thank you for bearing.
Thank you. But also, we are going on a little hiatus. People like me singing. Just when I'm doing
sorry.
It, just
I'm
give
so
me
sorry.
The floor. Yeah.
Oh,
so I'm going to do it again.
Don't be angry.
And then don't jump in.
Sorry.
Did I ever tell you about the don't be angry thing?
No.
Oh my God. So anytime you say anything, like if my parents say something to you and you try to respond, they'll be like, oh, sorry, don't be angry. And I'm like, I'm not, please don't be angry. Yeah, it's my mum's brother that started saying it.
I've had people say this to me before, like Nigerians, but like apparently in Yoruba, like I'm sorry translates to don't be angry.
Oh really?
Yeah, so that's what they say like that. It's like, don't be angry. Like as in they don't have I'm sorry.
Oh.
It's like, don't be angry.
Because isn't it Mabinu?
That's what I was told. Yeah, don't be angry.
Ah, okay. Well, we just say that, like...
That's what I was... Any Yoruba people out there, correct or confirm, you can put it in the Spotify comments.
You can say anything in my house.
I remember someone saying that to me. They were like, yeah, me too. And then when someone told me that, I was like, oh my God. Because whenever people say that to me, it made me so angry. I was like, don't tell me not to be angry, bro. Like...
Yeah.
But then when I heard that, oh, that's just the way they say it. That's how they say I'm sorry. I was like, okay. Why am I mad? Like, they're just saying, like, please don't be mad at me, whatever.
But the context you said it to me is how we always say it in my family. Like if I'm doing, like maybe if I call my mum and I'm like, oh, like, yeah, but why would you say that? Like, this isn't this. And she'd be like, oh, sorry, please don't be angry.
You were singing, sorry.
Yes. Hey. So we're going on a hiatus. Thank you. Thanks very much for that. And when will we be back?
I think 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
So there'll be an episode this week that you're listening to. There won't be an episode the week after. Oh no, it's 1 week. There'll be an episode the week after that.
Yeah.
Hold on, let's go on my calendar. So,
because we're not recording next week.
We're not recording next week, so there won't be an episode next week. We're recording the week after. Yeah. Yeah, oh, so okay. Only 1 week without us.
But we'll post a rerun for you.
Should we do a rerun?
Let's do a rerun.
What episode should we do then?
Actually, do you know what? Comment what you want us to rerun.
Then if we don't get any comments, it's gonna be mad awkward. Then we have to.
Okay, don't comment. It's like when we already said 1,000 or 1 million likes, and I'll post. She said somebody's hacked my account. Okay, we'll just post something.
We'll figure it out.
Don't go and comment. No, just comment. It's not open anymore. The floor is closed.
We're hacked.
Literally, we've hacked. Somebody hacked the podcast. Oh my god.
Screaming. All right, well.
Scream.
Until next time.
See you later.
Bye.
Oh, I'm going to say in Igbo, kachifu. Oh, that's goodbye. Oh, yeah, no, that's good night. No, it's good night, but I mean,
yeah. But good night. See you later. Bye. Same vibe, no?
Okay, yeah, true. Catch you for. Okay. You say in.
In what? You do?
Yes.
Mateho, that means good night.
Oh, I literally said it because I thought you wouldn't know.
Oh, but I knew. Okay.
No, yeah, you know what?
So, if you want to find us on the internet, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Two Girls One Doc. On TikTok, it's Two Girls One Doc Podcast. And you can email us, twogirlsonedoc@gmail.com. And that is it. Till next time.
Share it with a friend.
Yes, with two friends. If you have
two friends. Actually, that's your homework. Share it with two friends.
Please and thanks. Bye.
Bye.